Pray. I'm just going to ask you to go ahead and turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to turn to two scriptures for right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and you can just kind of hold that, and also find 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. First Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Chronicles chapter 16. As we go to the Lord in prayer to pray for Him to anoint the Word and to bring the message that speaks to us today, we are lifting up our missionaries in prayer. I want us to pray for the next to the last one on this side over here, the lady dressed in yellow, one of our missionaries in Asia. This lady's name is Larish Rongpipi. Larish Rongpipi. We're going to call her Ms. Larish this morning as we go before the throne of God. She says, "I am a Bible woman proclaiming the love of my Savior mainly among the Hindus who are the majority in Assam, India. I visit houses, distribute gospel tracts, and work among women and children to share the gospel and lead the lost into the saving grace of Christ. Please pray for me that I may fulfill God's plan to expand His kingdom." Now just understand that while we sit here in our comfort, not that we haven't done anything for the Lord, I'm not being condemning, but this woman is laying her life on the line. We partner with her and we get to share in the reward of that, but she is laying her life on the line. She is going into hostile territory to minister to those who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. And so we want to lift Larish up to you, up to the Lord, as we go to the Lord in prayer and ask for His blessing on the rest of the service. Amen. Father, we thank You that You have called us and given us the opportunity, Lord, to support these missionaries. We thank You that You have faithfully provided through the giving of Your people. We ask, Lord, now as we lift up Ms. Larish to You, Lord God, Lord, that You would anoint her. Lord, Your Word says that blessed are the feet of those who carry the gospel. We pray that You make her feet swift and strong. Lord, that her mouth, Lord, the words of her mouth would be anointed by Your Spirit. We ask, Lord God, that You would lead her every day, guide her and direct her, and set Your angels guard around her to keep her and protect her in all of her ways. Lord, even as Psalm 91 speaks of the protection that we have if we abide in the secret place of the Most High, by faith we pray, Lord, that You would keep her in that secret place, that place of Your presence, Lord, where no harm can come against her, Lord. Lord, we pray that many would come into the kingdom through the message that she carries, and that many would be healed as she prays for the sick. We ask, Lord, that a mighty revival, Lord, would just sweep the nation, Lord God, through the work of these missionaries and others who are called to lay down their lives for You. And we just ask for Your blessings upon this woman's life today and in the weeks ahead, Lord. And Lord, as we come this morning, Lord, I come hungry and thirsty, Lord, hungry for Your presence in the midst of Your people. Thirsty, Lord, that You would feed us manna from heaven. Lord, desiring that we would stop our foolishness, Lord God. Lord, that we would hear clearly the voice of the Spirit speaking to our hearts, Lord God. Hearing the desire of Your heart, Lord God, that You would fill us and empower us and anoint us and lead us into great and mighty things for Your kingdom. Lord, that You would be victorious over every besetting sin in our life, that You would destroy the work of the enemy. Lord, Your